Colorado has been fighting its own battle against snow. 8 days after a historic storm hit the state, many people still are digging out, and there's more snow on the way. Eric Whitney reports from member station KSUT in Ignacio, Colorado.
Heavy snow is nothing new to Colorado, but it's unlikely anyone alive today has seen a storm like the one that settled in over the state last Tuesday. The 32 inches that fell in Denver is second only to a storm in 1913, and the mountains west of town got hit even harder.
In some areas of the county, we received over 11 feet of snow.
John Masson is a spokesman for Jefferson County.
And this is not just your normal snow. This is what you call Sierra cement. And it is just like concrete. It's got double the moisture content of normal snow.
Hundreds of residents remain stranded in their homes in Jefferson County. Masson says as many as 75,000 people were shut in for several days as road crews struggled to clear even one lane on county roads. At this supermarket in the foothills town of Evergreen yesterday, people who'd just been plowed out were restocking empty cupboards and reconnecting with the outside world. Some had been without phones and electricity for most of the week. Others saw their roofs collapse under the snow's weight. Statewide, the roofs of more than 300 buildings collapsed. This couple, who didn't want to give their names, said that at first they welcomed the snowstorm because of the 4-year drought that's been parching the state. And they didn't exactly suffer while being snowed in.
We were just delighted that, you know, the news kept sort of alluding to maybe a big storm. And we've seen big storms here before. I mean, you know, we've had 3 feet, 4 feet, and that's just not that uncommon up here. But this one took us by surprise.
The saddest part is that we popped our last bottle of champagne to celebrate the snow, and little did we know we'd be, holed up for 10 days. But we had plenty of Cabernet, so that's the important thing.
Last week's snow has dramatically improved the drought situation across much of Colorado. Statewide, mountain snowpacks were running 25% behind average levels before the storm. Now some are well above average. But water officials are stopping short of calling the drought over, saying that it would take several more record storms to refill the mountain reservoirs that farmers and cities rely on all summer. Many here are also relieved that Colorado's tinder-dry forests got a good soaking. But there's also the potential for storm runoff to spawn giant mudslides on the more than 300 square miles of forest that burned in last summer's record wildfire season. Jefferson County's John Masson says emergency officials are monitoring the speed with which the new snow melts.
For the good, there's the bad, and that is that we may well have some flooding. We may have some problems in Cheeseman Reservoir, which is one of Denver Water's one of their main water supply areas, and the ash and the debris from that fire may slough off into that reservoir. And for Jefferson County itself, having flooding in our lower reaches, if you will, as it comes off of the mountains.
The final tally of costs to deal with the blizzard of 03 isn't in yet, but the total cost to state and local governments is expected to be in the tens of millions of dollars. Insurers are expecting more than $30 million in claims. Colorado Governor Bill Owens is asking for federal disaster relief funding this week. Meanwhile, more snow is forecast for the end of the week, but meteorologists say it's unlikely to add more than 8 inches. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Jefferson County, Colorado.